cup of tea and time for me. Half an hour with my heated rollers. Time to dream, time to scheme. Half an hour with my heated rollers. And the world seems to fly by in a permanent way. While all I want is a couple of curls and a good night out with the girls. So shut the door, who could ask for more? Half an hour with my heated rollers. Time to dream, time to scheme. Half an hour with my heated rollers. Half an hour with my heated rollers.
Welcome to Heated Rollers. I'm Linda Bellingham.
I'm Joanna Munro.
And I'm Gwyneth Strong, not forgetting, of course, the wonderful Lorraine Bowen experience.
It's a nice, upbeat beginning, Lorraine. What's that with her?
She's depressed about it being the last show.
Yeah, well, so am I.
Are you? You haven't shown it.
Well, I can't play the piano. Still, it was nice. It was nice of the producer to give us those little farewell gifts. A Linda, wink, wink, and knowing nudges. What did you get?
Ah, yes. Joe, presents. Yes, I got lots of peas.
Lots of peas?
Well, 45 to be exact.
Oh, yes.
What did you get off the producer, Joe?
Oh, just a token present.
What, a token as in small gesture of her appreciation?
Well, more token as in the thing you give the lady who runs the local soup kitchen.
And then now, Gwyneth, what about you? Did you get anything off the producer?
Well, I got a new contract.
Contract? Yeah. Go on. Yeah.
A new contract for a 6-part comedy show.
Sorry, what?
You know, another job.
Job? As in paid employment?
Yeah. You see, I knew you wouldn't find that funny. Why is it that I just can't get it?
Oh, don't worry, Gwyneth, you'll be getting it after the show.
In the meantime, how about some messages of support?
Yeah,
now, we've got a note here from Dame Kiri de Carnarvon.
Oh, yes. And she says...
Lovely, yes. Moving straight along, we have a card here from Marianne Faithful and Jerry Hall, who say they can't make it because they're out on a date with Mick Jagger. So we're getting rid of two birds with one stone.
Now, I know that Lily Savage can't make it because she wrote to say that she'd gotten very angry putting her clothes on this morning.
No, she wrote to say that she was a cross-dresser. Now, the Spice Girls aren't coming because they're worried about all the press.
But we said we wouldn't let the press near them.
That's what they're worried about. Welcome to Wentworth Detention Centre. I'm the top dog here because I'm a right bitch. I thought you should meet the women from the cells next door. Your neighbours, well, everybody needs good neighbours. With a little understanding, they can make a perfect day.
Yeah, yeah, I get the idea.
Okie dokie. These are the girls. This is Eileen, Narlene, Noreen, Crimpline, Brill Cream. And my name's Windaline, so... What's your name, chicken?
Charlotte.
It's nice to meet you, Charlene.
I'm a bit nervous and embarrassed about being here.
Ah, don't worry about that. It'll only be on really late at night. No one will see you, and it won't affect your career too much.
Well, that's a relief. So is there anything else I need to know?
Yeah. Mrs. Morris is a good screw, and Mr. Fletcher is a bad screw. Oh, yeah. And keep away from Chrissy. She's an old nag, a rotten leg, and a big slag.
I don't know if I can stand it. Is there any chance of a way out?
No. There's a clause in your contract. However, you can try to escape. People have done it loads of times before. You can sneak out in the prison's laundry. You could knock out one of the screws and steal her uniform. But the easiest thing is just to tear a hole through the walls. They're only made of bloody cardboard. Failing that, you could always become a pop star.
I should be so lucky, 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 lucky.
Second thoughts, here's my penknife. Ha! We're free!
I wonder if they're still casting for Home and Away. And so Goldilocks tasted Daddy Bear's bowl of porridge and cried, "Oh, too hot." Then she took a spoonful of Mummy Bear's porridge and cried, "Yuck, too cold." Finally, she tasted Baby Bear's porridge, which wasn't too hot and wasn't too cold. In fact, it was just right. But Goldilocks was both confused and intrigued. "Surely," she said to herself, "all the bowls of porridge started from a common source with a similar temperatures, even allowing for microclimatic changes and variants best explained by chaos theory, and yet now they are different." And with that thought, she ran out of the bear's residence and enrolled at her local college to study thermal dynamics. Eventually, Goldilocks became a noted physicist, used her knowledge to solve the bear's fluctuating porridge temperature problem, and became a permanent lodger there, where they all lived happily ever after.
Good evening. Welcome to Women's Things. Tonight, we will be discussing the controversial and taboo subject of... With me in the studio is a panel of medical experts, lawyers, and members of the public. Ruth Swain, if I could turn to you first. You run a support group for women with a direct experience of...
That's right. We deal with women of all ages, backgrounds, and races who are looking for a frank and open forum in which to discuss...
Yes. So it's an issue that's relevant to a wide range of women.
Absolutely. It's no longer something that goes undiscussed. Women now feel they're able to stand up and say loudly and clearly, "My is very... and I sometimes have to... in a large container."
Dr. Jenny Gillespie, yeah. You run the clinic at the Bristol Royal Infirmary. How many cases of do you average on a month?
On average?
Yes.
Ooh, about...
Really?
Sometimes as many as...
And do they all... in a bucket?
Yes, I'm afraid they do, yes.
Thank you. Well, join us after the break when I'll be talking about... with a Mrs. E. Vagina.
When I was young, I wanted people to stop calling me a girl and instead refer to me as a woman.
When I was older, I secretly hoped that people would once again call me a girl.
Now I'm old, I don't give a sod what people call me. Just as long as I don't call me during the lottery draw.
Bored by office life, wearied by the working day, then sit back as we present the Heated Roller's Guide to Putting the Action Back into Admin. First, when using the office toilet at a popular time, groan out loud at the top of your voice and say,
"Oh, why did I let him persuade me to smuggle them through customs that way?"
To signal the end of a conversation, clamp your hands over your ears and go,
"La, la, 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 la."
When you are handed a piece of paper, rub it sensually against your cheek and say,
"Ooh, I like this one."
Wear your bra on your head, and when people point out that you have your bra on your head, say,
"Sorry, can't hear you, got my bra on my head."
Always crawl under the furniture on the way to the photocopier, crying,
"Enemy fire! Enemy fire!"
Say grace before each cup of coffee, including other people's. When you're at the fax machine, lean down to it and say,
"What's that, Captain? The spaceship's landed. I'll be there as soon as I can."
Go into the boss's office when they are on the phone, put your finger on the receiver and say,
"Can we talk? It can wait."
When greeting important clients, tell them,
"I'm not wearing my knickers." But the chairman is.
Stand at the vending machine buying things, and when other people want to use it, tell them,
"Not now, I'm on a winning streak."
And finally, at the end of the working day, as you leave the office, cry,
"I'm free! Free, do you hear me? Ha, 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 ha!"
Happy administrating. Mummy, can I have a teenager for Christmas?
Of course you can, darling.
Yay!
My little teenager, the new doll. teenager, the new doll from the House of Acne. He's just so lifelike. He grunts four different phrases which you can't understand and locks himself in his own little room where he'll play unbearably loud music.
My little teenager, the new doll from the House of Acne.
My little teenager comes with a diary full of pretentious poetry, pornographic magazines concealed under his little bed, and refillable spots, which you can squeeze all day. And come the next morning, they'll be big and bulging again, ready for the bathroom mirror.
My little teenager, the new doll from the House of Acne.
My little teenager, in a few months, you'll really want him to leave home and get a job.
When I was young, I wore my skirts really short.
When I was older, I wore my skirts a little longer.
Now I'm old, I wear my skirts accidentally tucked into my knickers.
And now on Radio 2, we present our classic serial. This week, Donna Karenina, Chapter 2, Oh, Mr. Portovich.
With my husband Karenin now on the train to Vladivostok, my whirling thoughts turned once more to Vronsky. Our liaisons have become less passionate of late. Vronsky seems distant, less forthcoming, and hangs out of carriage windows making lewd suggestions to Ilya, the landowner's wife. Oh, but here is my hero approaching.
Hey, Ilya! Get your samovar out for the peasants!
Oh, Vronsky, you and your bourgeois wit.
What are you doing here?
I thought we were going away together.
Me go away? With somebody who looks like the rear end of a Cossack's ride? I don't think so.
But when I was at your house the other day, you said you wanted to elope.
No, I said I wanted an envelope. So that's why you got so excited. I thought it was the fact that it had a little window in the front. Now get away from me.
Oh, Vronsky, don't say these things. I've just told my husband, and I've made him miserable by telling him I'm leaving him.
Well, you can make him more miserable by telling him you are coming back.
One more cruel world, and I will surely throw myself under a train.
Fine by me. Only can you make it the one after mine?
So you would be hurt then?
No, I'd be late. Das Vedanya!
And so I threw myself under the steel beast and felt the life being slowly squashed out of me.
Damn, now I'll have to walk.
Oh, as I lay entwined with the iron girders, my face pressed up against the buffet car, Vronsky's jeering, cruel, heartless face filled my mind, and I knew all at once that I loved him.
Many men have spent millions of pounds going into space, but we know someone who's already there. Please welcome the Lorraine Bowen Experience.
Here in space, we can walk through the wide open space, 'cause in space, it's a wide open place.
Here in space,
we can make love in moonlight and darkness, 'cause in space, it's that kind of place.
I very much doubt it. 'Cause space is a wonderful place. Space is a marvelous place. Space is a fabulous place. Exotic, completely erotic, we're on fire.
planets of desire. And it's above and away. Let's do Jupiter today. Shovel Mars, surf around the stars. Cause space is a wonderful place. Space is a marvelous place. Space is a fabulous place. Cause space is a wonderful place. Space is a marvelous place. Space is a fabulous place. And we can surf around the stars. Go shopping on Mars. Let's go to our resort. The exotic astronaut. It's a beautiful day today. Let's go to the Milky Way. We might bump into Major Tom. But I hope he doesn't chat for too long. In space! Yes!
Okay, so what have we got here?
Critical rupturing of tissue with possible external bleeding.
Uh-huh, and what's she received so far?
50 milligrams of paracetamol, den, in A&E.
All right, I'm going to want an ECG, more CK, an ITU and
X-ray?
Yeah, X-ray.
Everything?
No, just the bad bits.
What about oxygen?
Well, it wouldn't hurt to open the window, I suppose.
Yes, for the patient. Oxygen mask?
Oh, yes, yes. CO2 level's excessive. We need more. Oh, so we'll fit her with an oxygen mask and a catalytic converter now.
Should we discuss our personal problems?
Why?
Well, at a certain frisson to an otherwise routine operation.
Oh, yeah, good, good. It's great to be working with you.
No, it's not. We're going through a bad patch.
Are we?
Mm, yes.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, you haven't been supportive of my ambitions, and I'm desperately jealous of an old flame of yours who's just become my immediate boss.
Okay.
And we're both being investigated for unethical practices that saved a child's life in a pioneer operation which breached the NHS guidelines.
Excuse me?
She's alive! The marathon operation was a huge success.
Well, you didn't do anything.
No, but if she had, it would have been really good.
Where did you two learn medicine?
Oh, the London Royal.
Free.
College of Surgeons.
And nurses.
And porters. Hospital.
Hospital, yeah.
Did you?
Oh, yes, we did.
So you didn't learn it off, say, ER or casualty?
Don't be absurd.
Animal hospital, perhaps?
Excuse me, we don't watch that riveting.
Rubbish.
Rubbish, yes. I'm a doctor. I'm qualified. I've got more letters than a...
Postman. Norton. Post.
I'm just going to discharge myself now, if that's all right with you.
But you're very poorly.
Mm. You must be referring to the rupturing of tissue with possible external bleeding, otherwise known as a minor cut. I think I'll just pop home and put a plaster on it after all.
Excuse me, you will sue us for negligence though, won't you?
No, not today.
What's a plaster?
Beats me. I don't remember Rolf ever talking about that one.
No.
When I was young, I loved boys.
When I was older, I loved men.
Now I'm old, I quite like poodles.
Help Richard.
Mother, you awake?
Who is it?
It's me, Fiona.
Fiona? Who's Fiona?
I'm your daughter.
Daughter? Aren't they those people that phone up and visit their mothers occasionally?
Oh, Mum, I'm so sorry. With all my charity work in the former Eastern Bloc, I've really neglected you, haven't I?
No, darling. No, you've been wonderful. Oh, my heart.
Mum, no.
That's better. Now, could you just sit on my other side, dear?
Of course. I was blocking your view of the lovely gardens.
Actually, no. I want you to block out the draft from under that door.
You're cold. Shall I ask them to give you more blankets?
Oh, no, don't do that. You see, they only give us blankets when we've got visitors. Mother, no. What about the food?
Food, round here. Oh, we only get cookery books out of the mobile library just to remind us what it looks like.
They don't feed you?
Oh, no, of course not. It would give us the strength to fight back.
That does it. I'm going to move you in with us. I feel terrible. I've been so selfish.
Oh, darling, no, don't take on so. I've made some lovely friends here.
Well, that's good. Who?
Well, there's Margaret. She's a lifer.
What? Been here for more than 25 years?
No, survived more than 25 days.
Oh, God, please come home with me.
No, no fussing now, Fifi. Perhaps if you could just leave me some loose change for the cleaners.
But I've paid your cleaning bill already.
I know that, darling, but it helps if you tip them. They don't put so much bleach in your tea that way.
Oh, Mum, here, take everything I've got.
I know my eyesight is fading, Petal, but is that a £20 note screwed up at the bottom?
Well spotted.
Good girl. Well, you'd best be off, and could you send Margaret in on your way out? We like to reminisce about our childhoods before all the pain entered our lives.
Of course, Mum. I love you, Mum.
I know, darling, and don't forget to keep getting my lottery ticket, will you?
No, Mum. Bye-bye.
Bye, darling. Psst. It's me, love. Has she gone?
Hang on. She's just broken down in tears.
Oh,
no, no, she's off.
Excellent. How did you do with your children?
Best ever. I got 80 quid out of
them. Oh, Mum.
Mind you, did you hear about old George?
No.
Oh, he got a cheque for £2,000 out of his.
How did he manage that?
He did the old wartime flashback routine. It works every time.
Oh, children, don't you just love them? Oh, was that you or me, dear? I didn't hear.
And so the handsome prince leant over and kissed the sleeping beauty. After 100 years of spellbound slumber, she awoke, looked at the prince and said, "Oi, get off me. I'm useless until I've had my first cigarette and a cup of coffee." And the handsome prince replied, "You want to think about cleaning your teeth as well." And after agreeing to a trial separation, they both lived happily ever after in separate castles.
Considered unfit for battle. If a woman was caught wearing the ceremonial kilt and war paint of a Celtic warrior, there was an outrage.
What do you think you're doing, Boadicea?
I'm wearing a skirt and makeup, my husband.
How dare you, woman? Wearing skirts and makeup is for men only. Take them off at once. I bet you've gone and laddered me tights and all.
The Celts were barbarians, but they were still ahead of their time. They painted their faces blue and fought amongst themselves almost 2,000 years before the invention of Millwall Football Club. The Romans invaded Britain in 43 AD. It would have happened in 42 AD, but the Emperor Claudius had a bad speech impediment. Soon they were all over the country, dazzling the primitive tribes with their expensive shoes and pasta dishes. At that time, Boadicea was wife to the weak King Prasutagus, who ruled over East Anglia.
My wife, I have made a deal with the Romans to stop them plundering my land. On my death, I will split the kingdom between them and you.
Right, and what am I getting then?
Skegness.
This angered Boadicea because Great Yarmouth was sunnier. Soon she was raising an army to take on the Romans.
Have all my warriors put on their woad, Captain?
That they have, my lady. Some men have decided to put their woad on the left side of their faces, and some men have decided to put their woad on the right side of their faces. But I'm afraid some men have yet to decide where to put their woad.
Then let me make up their minds for them. Make them wear it down the middle of their faces.
So henceforth, anything that was indecisive and wishy-washy became known as the middle of the woad. In her campaign by omens and portents.
Last night I did see visions in my sleep. Strange cries came to my ears. The land of our fathers turned red as the blood of Romans, and statues of our ancestors did come alive and rise up, sword in hand, and help us in our crusade.
What do all these visions mean, my queen?
It means that either it bodes well for our war with the Romans, or I've got to stop eating cheese before I go to bed.
Laodicea soon conquered Colchester, which in those days was known as Cameldung, and went forth to London, which in those days was known as Lonnie Donegan. And so Laodicea almost stopped the Romans in their tracks. But more importantly, she showed the world that women are as tough as men when it comes to war and fighting. Thanks to her efforts, women are accepted in the army today, where they're able to feed the troops in the naffy, do all the paperwork, and still find time to be sexually harassed by squaddies. Another triumph in the history of feminism.
Women, we are gathered here in this sacred teepee to honour the great Mother Buffalo Goddess. Ho, ho.
Awfully hot in here, Roz. Ho.
It's meant to be ho. It's a sweat lodge. It's now time for us to find ourselves new Native American names. Ho,
ho.
I can feel the wise medicine of the ancient squaws just flowing through me. Libby, I can see clearly into your past. I can see white high heels, Bacardi and Coke, and discotheques. Your name shall be Dances with Handbag. Ho. Fran, oh, Fran, we know all about you. I can see Miss Selfridge, a woman struggling with a dress, tears in pant seats. Henceforth, your name shall be wears size 16 but still tries to get into a size 14. Ho. Elvina, ho, ho, what can we say? I see a bike shed, young men queuing up, packets of cigarettes being handed over. Yes, yes, your name has to be bangs like a brick outhouse door in a gale, ho. Ho. And now my name.
Roz?
Yes, Dances with Handbag, you wish to speak?
Yeah, I think I'm picking up your name.
Oh, ho.
Yes, I can hear it clearly. There are fields, oh, freshly ploughed, covered in fertilizer. You shall be called Woman Who Likes to Talk Crap.
Ho. Ho, 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 ho.
When I was young, I wanted to find a cure for everything and make the world a better place.
When I was mature, I wanted to find a job, a flat, and a partner.
Now that I'm old, I just want to find the bloody remote control.
Well, that's it, girls.
The end of the first series.
The first series? You make it sound like there's going to be a second one.
Well, she's just saying that to placate the audience.
No, I'm not. I'm saying it to placate my bank manager.
We've had a laugh, though, haven't we?
Yeah, and a good cry.
When did you cry?
When I saw our paychecks.
You two got paid?
Well, anyway. It's not about money, for goodness sake, is it? Or the fame or the glory. It's about writers whose feet we are not worthy to kiss.
Why are you saying that?
It's in the script.
Ooh. Now she decides to stick to the script. Anyway, you two, have you got any work lined up then?
Well, actually, I have been fielding calls from some of the greatest filmmakers in the world.
Oh, what, Spielberg, Scorsese, Kubrick?
More Kodak, Fujifilm and Boots, actually. They'd like me to do some promo work.
Oh, no, that's great, that's great. What about you, Gwyneth?
Well, I'm not one to boast.
Well, I'm sure you would if you could think of something.
Oh, well, you know, really, I am working with Kubrick. Ooh. I've got the lead role in his new short film about a young boy and his adventures with a mystical fruit.
Wow, what's it called?
Terry's Chocolate Orange.
That's an advert, isn't it, Gwyneth?
Technically, it's an advert, yes.
Yes.
What about you, Joe? Anything on?
Yeah, I have landed a great role in the Scottish, you know...
You mean ma...
Don't say it! It's bad luck. Let's just say I've got the lead role in the Scottish...
Play.
Place. MacDougall's. 24-hour cafe, Chiswick High Road. Fancy popping back for coffee?
Well, if the service is any good.
Oh, don't be like that. It's not easy serving 30 truckers while smoking a packet of B&H and downing a bottle of Gordon's and doing this five step. I mean, it takes skill.
Skill, Tom.
I can
To the roller star Joanna Monroe, Gwen is strong, and Linda Bellingham. It was written by Nev Fountain, Caroline Gold, and Mark Dady, Simon Blackwell, Claire Summerskill, Bryony Lavery, and Leslie Ann Elberston. editor was Felix Riley, producer